everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans. Across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. The X thing for Mike, it's Big Skin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports. Sports there. Speaking of real, we had a real Final Four. We had an upset, a huge upset. Houston taking down Dookie V. Unbelievable stuff happening there. And then once again, Florida just doing what they do throughout this tournament. They get through. That's what they do. They advance. They get through. They move on. They're on to the championship game. And I think it's a shock and a surprise that it's Houston playing Florida instead of Duke playing Florida. But hey, that's why they play the games, Mike Wilson. Good morning, my friend. How are you, brother?
I am doing wonderful. I am doing a little gloating over my my two children who took Duke last night and had Duke winning it, and I have Houston winning it all. So I was doing a little gloating last night because they were, needless to say, Andy, you know my two kids, they like to talk their stuff, and Dad got to talk his stuff a little bit last night too. But what a great Saturday night of Final Four action, man. We got the women today. We'll have the men on Monday night. It's been a really good Final Four and tournament for both the men and the women, in my opinion.
Yeah, and Houston, maybe that team that did it a little different than Duke and Florida. So, you know, kudos to them. We got to take a break.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
October is ending, but I want to keep the fall fun going. So I shopped Kohl's lowest prices of the season. I saved 30% on top active brands like Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. Then I got my kids some boots for under $22, scored 50% off Food Network baking must-haves, and earned Kohl's cash. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Flex Styles. Offers end October 27th. Coupons do not apply to Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Lowe's knows how to freshen up your yard, and it all starts with mulch. That's why we're introducing Mulch Week during Spring Fest with Can't Miss Savings. Right now, get 5 bags of Stay Green Premium Color 2 cubic foot mulch for only $10. Plus, members earn 5 times the points on select mulch purchases all week long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 4/9. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and now we're going to be joined by a professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. Good morning, John. How are you? Well, I believe we have John Poulter, but we'll find him here in a moment. Not sure if I'm even back, but who the heck knows? It's okay. We'll just rock and roll with it. I believe we're here. There he is. Mike Wilson is with me. Do I now have John Poulter with me too? John, are you there? We'll figure out the kinks with John in a moment. Mike, let's rock and roll here for a moment, and let's talk a little bit about what we saw from Saturday's action. Look, man, I thought Florida was very impressive with how they got to the Final Four. I thought Duke was also impressive, but here's the difference maybe that I noticed along the way, and I'm not sure if you noticed this, but I'm sure you did. Look, man, I saw that Florida was having tougher games throughout the tournament, but they never really lost control of any game, right? Whereas Duke literally was beating the pants off of everybody, and it really wasn't much of a challenge. But once they got some resistance from Houston and they weren't going to go away easily, then the tide turned a lot. And then, you know, as I always say, pressure busts pipes, right? Like, so what I saw from Duke was, you know, all these great players all of a sudden were missing shots. They were rushing. They weren't playing the same way that they were accustomed to playing. Whereas I am just so impressed with the way that nothing seems to bother Florida. Things got to Duke. So I was extremely impressed with the way that Houston just kept fighting. And I'm so impressed with the way that Florida just stays calm, cool, and collected under any and all circumstances, Mike. So, yeah, kudos to Houston and kudos to Florida.
Well, absolutely. You got to give credit where credit is due. And look, Auburn didn't play that bad of a game. Like people act like they played like crap. Some things that I've seen, and I'm like, that's not the case at all. Auburn played a great first half. Auburn dictated tempo in that first half big time. They slowed it down. Florida likes to get up and down. Auburn was just like, we're not having any of that, and they kind of grinded it out. And then, Auburn's issue was the same issue that Houston would tend to have. They would go stretches where they didn't score. And against a team like Florida, you can't do that. And that point guard for Florida,
Clayton Jr., he's unreal.
He's just unreal. If you need buckets, that's the guy to go to. He certainly showed why he could be the most valuable player of this NCAA tournament. And Florida they do what they did. They got up tempo. They played some defense. They got some stops. And then you look at Duke and Houston. The whole time I'm sitting there. I'm rooting for Houston last night because in my bracket I had Houston winning it. I have Houston winning it all. But I know since I've seen Houston, I'm like, they're going to be able to clamp down. They get in situations where they got to get a stop. They have a defense that can get stops. And that's what they did towards the end. Now, did Duke, last 10 and a half minutes of that game, Andy, they didn't have one made field goal until Flagg hit that jumper in the corner. What Houston did last night defensively in the last like eight minutes of that game was just shut Duke down, and they kind of grinded it out. They did the same thing as Auburn did in the first half of their game with Florida. They slowed it down. They were not going to get into an up and down. They were going to make this ugly. They're going to make Duke make plays, and their young players that they have. They did the best they could, but that Houston defense is legit, and it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out on Monday night, against the high flying up and down, let's get fast break in Florida team against a Houston team. It's going to be like, we're not going to have any of that. We're going to grind this out. We're going to grind out every possession. I think it's going to be a fun national championship because you got two different styles of play that are going to be in play on Monday night, and it's going to be interesting to see who makes the most adjustments and, what's Houston going to do defensively to stop the onslaught of a Florida run.
Yeah, I think we have ourselves an interesting game. I'm probably leaning toward Florida to be able to pull this thing out with the way that they've played and the way that they've been battle tested throughout this whole tournament. But Houston is going to fight. We know that. And I like the way that Houston has done things versus the way that the other schools have done things. Calvin Sampson has college basketball players. Shire had NBA players, it's a different situation, and in a weird way I'm smiling ear to ear over here, my friend, because how I feel about earning your keep and earning your way and not giving money to people too soon, and looking at Houston and looking at guys that have been there for 6 years, and seeing a lot of seniors, that makes me proud. I'm sorry, but like that makes me proud because that's what college athletics is all about to me, my friend. I've been around for a long time, like yourself. and I've seen a lot of different things throughout the years, and I've liked some journeys, and I've liked some pathways, and then there's some pathways that I haven't enjoyed, and some journeys that I think have been ridiculous along the way. But ultimately, I like seeing college athletes being college athletes and enjoying that moment. So this was a showcase for Cooper Flagg and the rest of the guys to showcase themselves before they go on to the next level. You know, those Houston kids have been there doing it for 4 years. And Calvin Sampson is a great coach and deserves this opportunity. Like, they've been there the most times, I think, in like the last 20 years or something, whatever it was. I saw the stat, and they have come up empty each and every single time. So, you know, I'm really pulling for Houston right now. But my brain tells me that what I've seen from Florida, they're just too good. And they have every right. answer for every single thing that everybody's thrown at them. And I think what separates them from everybody else is the poise and the calm and the comfort with being down in games and not freaking out and making, like, mistakes along the way. They play a smart, solid, steady game. And when they score, boy, do they score. So you better, like yeah, you're saying, do. You better be ready for that onslaught of maybe a 20-2 run from Florida at any moment, any given time. So, yeah, man, I'm excited for a great final game on Monday night between Houston and Florida. But I do think Florida has an edge. I know we've had John Poulter for a couple of moments, but you and I were knee-deep in that conversation. So we'll start our conversation on the other side with John Poulter. We'll get into Major League Baseball and some NHL hockey. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and on the other side, John Poulter. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you, and we always have a few surprises for you along the way. And now we've got our professor of sports, John Poulter, with us. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. Another day in paradise. It's absolutely beautiful in the Valley of the Sun right now. And I have no idea what it's like where you are, so I'm not poking fun at all. But
it's 39 degrees, cloudy, and feels like 30. So not as bad as it could be.
No, but I remember those days. I'll tell you, John. I remember living in Milwaukee growing up and looking outside and just hoping and praying that something different would happen each and every day. But you know what? It is what it is, and we are where we are, but we're also talking great sports with you, and I truly enjoy the opportunity to talk to you each and every time that we do. I'm going to throw it to you to let me know where you want to start. Would you like to start in hockey, or would you like to start in baseball?
I don't have any objection to either one, Andy. It's your name on the door, so you tell me where you'd like to go first.
I say we go hockey because, you know, what, they're a lot deeper in the season, and we all know what's right around the corner, and we also know what's right around the corner with my man Ovechkin. I mean, unbelievable stuff. I think they were predicting April 13th for it to happen. I think it's happening before that, John. What say you?
Well, it's funny that you say that, because we've talked about this a number of times over the course of the last 6 or 8 weeks. And I think I went on record as saying that my guess would be that he would break the record against the Columbus Blue Jackets in one of the back-to-back games, the 12th in Columbus, the 13th in Washington. I have a feeling after what I've seen in the last 7 to 10 days that it may happen before then. And here's an interesting fact for you. He tied Wayne Gretzky on Friday night, I guess, with 894 career goals. Wayne Gretzky played 1,487 NHL games. On Friday night, Alex Ovechkin played in his 1,486th game. So when he plays tonight against the New York Islanders on Long Island, he will match Gretzky in games. I'm not sure whether, from a historic standpoint, I'd like to see him get the goal and be able to say in all of those games, which is a good sample size, he had one more goal, or whether I'd like to see him go scoreless so that we can look at the record books 20 years from now and say these two great goal scorers had the same number of goals and the same number of games before Ovechkin broke the record. But, boy, I tell you, the way he's been playing lately, you know, here's a guy that's 39 and a half years old and be 40 in September, and he's playing at a better pace now than he has over the course of his career, which to me is just absolutely unbelievable. You know, I think he's at 0.683 goals per game at almost age 40, and 0.602 for the rest of his career. How many guys have we seen break a record when they were still playing at their best? Most guys that break those kinds of records are hanging on. It's longevity that's allowed them to break the record. This guy's at the top of his game. That, to me, is the most impressive fact.
Good stuff, John.
That is good.
You can go ahead, man. Go ahead. You're good.
Okay,
you're good.
No worries. John, good morning.
Good morning.
We are rolling right into the playoffs here in the NHL. You know, for a lot of people, the NHL is, for me, it's the best professional tournament out there. Like, it's just everything gets magnified a little bit more. It's more intense and the whole thing.
Couldn't agree more.
As people, you know, watch the playoffs, and you know, you got casual fans or you got the hardcore people watching. What are some things that you look for that maybe the average fan doesn't look for in terms of this team's going to be, should go deep in the playoffs, or this team's going to be, you know, out in the first round? What are some things, and what are some teams that are you're looking at that could be doing some things that would make a difference in their playoff run?
Hey, John. Yep.
John, before you answer that, I have something I want to throw in there that'll make sense to just throw in with this question. We just were talking about Ovechkin and everything that he's going to just about to accomplish. Washington has had a great year as well. Like, we can't be we have to obviously notice that they're unbelievable. So to Mike's point about the playoffs coming up, how good is Washington, and should we be looking at them to win the whole thing?
Well, maybe I should answer your question first, because I think that's a very interesting question from the standpoint that Washington continues to play really well despite all this attention that's going to Ovechkin because of his goal-scoring record. And I don't know whether that helps them because it takes the pressure off what they're doing as a team, or whether it hurts them because all of the eyes of the hockey world are upon them right now. But, you know, this is a team that has done tremendously better than I expected it to at the start of the season. I thought they would be competitive. I thought they would be a playoff team. I did not think that we'd be sitting here with six games to play and they would have an 11-point lead over the Carolina Hurricanes, which to me was probably the best team on paper going into the season. I think they're 1 point away from clinching that division. So maybe this Ovechkin situation has taken a lot of pressure off the Capitals as a team, but nothing to take away from the way that they have played all season. They've played pretty well in a very competitive division, a very competitive conference. So I think in a lot of ways, Andy, it has helped them. I'm not sure they can win the whole thing, but they can certainly give it a real good go, and they have an excellent chance of getting to the Eastern Final, because in the Eastern Final, you've got the champion of the Metropolitan Division, which we assume will be the Washington Capitals, against the champion of the Atlantic Division. And as we've talked all year, that is an absolute dogfight between the Toronto Maple Leafs, the Tampa Bay Lightning, and the Florida Panthers. There's 6 points covering those three teams with 6 points to play. Leafs got a huge bonus last night with Tampa Bay losing in overtime, Florida losing in regulation time, so the Leafs have had a chance to open up that division. But going back now to Mike's question, we're going to see at least one of those three good quality teams, Tampa, Toronto, and Florida, at least one of them is going to go out in the first round, because the way that playoffs are set up, the second-place team in each division plays the third-place team in each division. So whether it's Toronto, Tampa, or Florida that wins that division, the other two are going to play in the first round. Somebody with 100 points is going to be going out. So I think that's probably one of the downers to the playoffs. It makes for great hockey. The first round of the playoffs is always fun because there's always at least one upset, and obviously in this case there's going to be one very good team goes out. So it's an interesting way of looking at it. In the Western Conference, you know, that's starting to tighten up a little bit. All of a sudden, the Winnipeg Jets' lead over Dallas is down to 4 points. Dallas has a game in hand, so effectively it could be 2 points. And the St. Louis Blues, we gave them up for dead at the trade deadline, and here we are 12 games later. They've won all 12 games. They are now tied with the Edmonton Oilers in points, and we've talked all season about how good the Edmonton Oilers are. That could put the Blues into the playoffs. So they may be a team to look out for when we get to the playoffs. And then, of course, we've got all the other teams that we've been talking about all year as being good teams, but, you know, Vegas and New Jersey and Carolina. I just think it's going to be a great playoff season, and as the three of us have chatted many times on this show over the years, the NHL playoffs, they're just special. Every sport has additional fans when we get to the playoffs, but there's just something about those seven-game series in the NHL playoffs and the possibility of overtime in so many games. I think that's what we have to look forward to. So I'm kind of counting the days. It's April 17th is the last day of the regular season. The playoffs will begin on the following weekend. I think that's the 19th and the 20th. So lots of good hockey still to be played, lots of things still to be decided, but I think a lot of teams now are sort of gearing up for that last playoff drive and trying to cement that better standing.
John, hey, we're kind of up against the break here, so in the next minute, tell me why Colorado can win this. Like, I got a lot of friends that are Colorado fans, and they're texting me while you're talking, going, "Hey, talk about the Lanch. Like, what's it going to take for them to win it?"
Well, there's two reasons they can win it. One is called Nathan MacKinnon. The other is called Cale Makar. MacKinnon leading the league in scoring right now. I think everybody that didn't know anything about Nathan MacKinnon saw just how great he can be at the Four Nations faceoff. And Makar, as a defenseman, has 30 goals and 91 points. We're talking Bobby Orr-type numbers when we talk about 30 goals and 91 points. They've solidified their goaltending. They've got a ton of depth. You know, I've always been a big Colorado fan, not from a team favorite standpoint, but from the standpoint that I enjoy watching them play. They could give any team in the Western Conference a real good run for that Western Conference berth in the Stanley Cup Final.
Well, you know my Vegas Knights, they're going to be hanging around too, so look out for them. That's all I can say. I hear the music. I know we got to take that pause for the cause. We'll do it. We'll come back on the other side, guys, and we'll switch gears. Let's talk some Major League Baseball. John Poulter, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorfunk Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you, hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Just got done talking NHL hockey. Now we're going to transition, talk some Major League Baseball. As we know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. We're, I don't know, maybe 8, 9, potentially 10. Or if you're the Dodgers, you're a little bit ahead of that, obviously. Well, no, actually, that's what they have. They've played 10 games. They're 9-1. Very small sample size, John, but any trends that you're seeing starting right off the gate from Major League Baseball?
Well, I guess a couple of things. The obvious one is that we've got a lot of teams that got out of the gate faster than we thought, and a lot of teams that got out of the gate a lot slower than we thought. Probably 3 or 4 in each league, and that's not unusual. We should expect that. I guess there's been all this controversy about these new torpedo bats that seem to be breaking into the game, specifically with the New York Yankees, because it was developed by somebody that used to work for the Yankees, so they had first crack at it. I suspect that given the number of home runs that the Yankees have been hitting, there's probably a huge back order on those torpedo bats with a lot of teams. So I think that's been a bit of a surprise. The biggest surprise to me is the Braves starting 1-8. I know they played the Dodgers in one series, and the world is losing to the Dodgers, but I thought the Braves were a much better team than 1-8. That's a trend that I think is a little bit concerning if you're an Atlanta Braves fan, because that division is pretty tight. There's a lot of competitive teams in that division. I mean, quite frankly, Miami and Washington currently both ahead of the Braves. That's not going to last forever, but the Braves are 1-8, the Phillies are 6-2, and the Mets are 5-3. You don't want to get yourself too far out before the end of April. It becomes a very long road and a very long haul to get back into it. So I think Atlanta's probably the place that is the trend that has surprised me a little bit, and that's a team that really needs to pick it up. Padres started out 7-0, and all of a sudden they've lost 2 in a row. So it's going to be a long season. We've talked many times. You pointed it out just a few minutes ago that this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. But at the end of the day, games won in April are just as important as games won in September. So don't let yourself get too far behind.
Yeah, no, that's an excellent point. And, you know, you kind of make me think about what I've already seen from my Milwaukee Brewers, man. It's been very up and down, to say the least. And what they were good at last year, they're struggling with this year so far. Is that just the feeling out process right now, or is there some cause for concern with how things have started for the Milwaukee Brewers, in your opinion?
I don't think there's cause for concern. And, you know, looking at the numbers of any team this early, we have to keep two things in mind, that we've played so few games that most teams are only, and I'm going to exclude the Dodgers and the Cubs from this because they started early. They played that Japan series. For the other 28 teams, most of them are just playing their third series. And if your first two series happen to be against one team or two teams that are exceptionally hot at the time you play them, your record looks pretty bad. It won't be the only time over the course of a season that the Mariners go 3-6. It won't be the only time over the course of the season that the Brewers go 4-5 in a 9-game spell. It's just one of those things. You like to develop winning habits early. It puts you on some kind of a momentum. It makes you want to go to the ballpark the next day. you kind of look at the schedule and say, well, we feel we can beat anybody right now if we play our game. The good news for the Brewers is that they're still only two games out behind the Cubs, and the Cubs have played more games than anybody else in that division. So I don't think it's anything to worry about, but if there are five or six games under 500 at the end of April, we may want to talk about it again, and we may look at it a little bit differently. But right now, I don't think I'd be too worried about it, Andy.
Okay. Yeah, a couple of questions, John, here. You know, you mentioned the torpedo bats that everybody's making a big deal out of. I just want to get your take on that in terms of, is it in your head, is it legal, or do they need to do something with it? Second question, Ohtani had a bullpen session yesterday of 26 pitches. He obviously still wants to pitch. If he gets back fully and he's pitching and he's hitting, what does that mean for the Dodgers? And, you know, is it better for him just to concentrate on the hitting or the pitching, or do you just kind of let, like, a freak of nature like Ohtani, you know, do what he wants to do, and you kind of feel it out as the season goes on?
Well, let's deal with the Dodger question first. I think you let him do what he wants to do because he's such an unusual, I'm going to use the term, character, because he's like something we have never seen in our generation, and the generation before us have never seen him, and maybe the generation after us may never see anything quite like that again. I think you let him do what he's going to do, but quite frankly, if he's going to do only one thing, I think he's probably a better hitter than he is a pitcher, because you throw him out there every day, he's going to put numbers on the board. You put him on the pitching mound, he's only going to be able to pitch probably every once every five, maybe even every 6 days. He's going to distort the rest of the rotation. I'd like to see him continue to hit, but boy, if you're paying a guy that kind of money, you get the most out of him. And if you can get three or four more wins for your team out of him by letting him pitch, I think you let him pitch. So all it does is make the Dodgers stronger. And, you know, I think we all know that that's the last thing we really need to do in terms of the Dodgers are pretty strong, even if he sits on the bench, quite frankly. So dealing with the bat issue, there's nothing illegal about them. I mean, Major League Baseball has already qualified them as being legal. They fit within the Rule 302 says that bats must not exceed 2.61 inches in diameter and must not exceed 42 inches in length. So as long as a bat meets those standards, as far as Major League Baseball is concerned, it is a legal bat. What's very unusual about these things, and in a lot of ways it makes sense, is that the barrel of the bat, the main part of the barrel of the bat, is closer to the knob of the bat than it is to the end, as we've seen in traditional bats. What that's going to do is it's going to allow most hitters to be hitting the ball with a much more solid mass in the middle, because very few players will hit a baseball off the very end of the bat, which right now in a traditional bat is the end of the bat. So I think that's why the numbers are up. Guys are connecting with balls sort of at the end of the handle, that's sort of the middle part of the bat where the logo generally sits on a baseball bat. That's probably in and around where the average major league hitter will hit a ball. He's not going to hit it off the end. So you give a guy a bigger surface to hit a ball, a more solid surface to hit a ball, it makes sense he's going to put up some bigger numbers. They look more like softball bats to me than they do baseball bats. I have not been to a sporting goods store yet to put the two of them side by side and look at them. But from what I've seen on television and pictures that I've seen of them on the Internet, they look a little bit more like a softball bat in that they're bigger in the middle. But you can bet your life that if people keep putting up the kind of numbers that they have been putting up with them, you're going to see 700 major league players playing with them before the end of the year.
I don't doubt that either. That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. Let me ask you this, John. We haven't talked about this team in a while, and I think we don't normally talk about them on odd years. I think we talk about them on even years, if my memory serves me correctly. But I think I'm giving you both a little clue as to who I'm talking about.
You're going to talk about the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, they've won six straight. They're the hottest team in baseball. We're wondering if there's anybody that can push the Dodgers, right? Can they push the Dodgers? And then also, look, if they don't push the Dodgers, is it sustainable for them? And could you see them being a wild card this year?
Yeah, I can see them being a wild card. I can't see them being a division champion. You know, the Padres are going to have an awful lot to say about that. I think the Padres are probably top to bottom are a better team than the Giants, although I think adding a guy like Verlander is going to be a tremendous help to the Giants, not only from a pitching standpoint, but from a leadership and an experience standpoint, and sort of teaching these younger guys how to play the game, so to speak. I still think that at the end of the year, the Padres are a better team. The Diamondbacks might even be a better team, but the Giants certainly at 7-1, six wins in a row, are certainly a much improved team than what we expected to see. We know that that National League wild card race is going to be pretty wild, and that's, I guess, why they call it the wild card. I think we have to concede the Dodgers the division. I mean, even if they get hit with a bunch of injuries, they have got so much depth and so much talent. They've got guys sitting on the bench that would be starting on 20 or 25 teams in the major leagues. The Dodgers aren't going to go away very easily. Everybody else in that division is playing for a wild card. The Giants are in there, no question about that.
With that being said, though, John, I just got a quick follow-up. You know, if you really think about that division with the potential, right? You've got the Dodgers, who we know they're making it. Then you've got San Francisco, you got the Padres, and you got the D-backs. What I'm trying to say right now is if you're in any other division, I think you better win your division, because potentially I think every wild card could be coming from the National League West. Is that fair?
Well, that's very fair. Very fair comment. You know, you look at some of these divisions and they're so mediocre. I mean, you know, switch leagues for a second and look at the American League Central. Detroit Tigers 4-4 in first place. The rest of the teams are 3-5 or 2-6. The bad news for the teams in the National League West is that they'll kind of sort it out amongst themselves, because they all play about 13 or 14 games, I think it's 15 games now, against each other. There's a lot of games in the standings going to be lost if you lose 12 of your 15 games against one of the teams in your own division. On the other hand, you can stretch out that lead if you win 12 of those 15 games in your division. So it may kind of look after itself, and this is a little bit like this conversation we had about the Atlantic Division playoffs in the National Hockey League with Toronto, Tampa, and Florida. One of them is going to get knocked off simply because they played the other team so many times. Yes, the National League West has become a very strong division, and for a number of years it was the Dodgers and four other teams, and now all of a sudden it looks like it's the Rockies and four other teams, and the Rockies not being the top of the division kind of thing. I mean, here we go again with the Rockies at the bottom, 1-7, already lost six in a row and seven games out, and we're not even at the middle of April yet, so long season in Denver, I suspect.
John, we got about 90 seconds, and you know that American League Central is always kind of a, you know, it's a pretty good race most of the time. Who do you see coming out of that? You got, I mean, I know it's short amount of time here, but Detroit's 4-4, Cleveland's 3-5. What do you think here in the American League West? And you got about 60 seconds.
I think mediocrity is going to win there. To me, Cleveland is the best team on paper. They looked like the best team on paper last year, and they won the division. I'm a little surprised that the Twins started out 3-5. The Tigers started out poorly, but they've pulled it back to 4-4. I think that's a pretty even race, with the exception of the Chicago White Sox, who, as we would have expected, are 2-6 after eight games. But even they're only two games out. Again, a mediocre division. I think to Andy's point, you got to win that division to make sure you make the postseason. You're not going to be a wild card spot.
Yeah, absolutely. Great stuff today, John, as always. Appreciate you. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Always my pleasure. Take care, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, professor of sports, hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back. Keep it close. We'll be right back.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, by the way, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on that X thing. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. Me, it'd be Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. Only a couple minutes left in this hour. So we'll just kind of set up the next hour. Obviously, we're going to go knee-deep into hoops, whether it be NBA or obviously breaking down the Monday night college final game between Houston and Florida. But a lot to be discussing in the association as teams are jockeying for position in the postseason, right? And I'm telling you what, brother, I look at the Western Conference and all of a sudden the Golden State Warriors are now in the fifth spot. The Minnesota Timberwolves are now in the sixth spot. So, like, a lot of craziness has happened. Those two teams were literally outside of the top six for basically the whole year. And now they're in the top six and are looking to avoid the play-in tournament. And we'll see if they have enough juice and gas to hang on to that. So we got to take a break. Obviously, we'll come back. Hour two is on the horizon. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Be right back. Keep it close.
Sports Shorts, I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. UConn and South Carolina are set to face off in the women's NCAA March Madness tournament. South Carolina overcame Texas 74-57. UConn beat UCLA 85-51. That championship game set for Sunday. A big slate on the NBA scoreboard includes Pacers getting at home W against the Jazz 141-12. Kings on the road against the Hornets take it 125-102. Celtics dimming the light of the Suns winning 123-103. Pistons get a W against the Raptors 117-105. Bulls defeat the Trailblazers winning 118-113. Cavaliers remaining dominant in a close win over the Spurs by 114-113. Rockets blast off to a win over the Thunder 125-111. Warriors get a W at home against the Nuggets 118-104. Lakers take the W against the Pelicans 124-108. And the Clippers defeat the Mavericks at home 114-91. NHL action. Alex Ovechkin ties Wayne Gretzky's record of 894 goals after a Capitals win over the Blackhawks 5-3. Other games on the NHL scoreboard include the Red Wings getting at home W against the Hurricanes 5-3 as well, and the Islanders take the W against the Wild 3-1. To stay up to date on all things sports and for more sports content, make sure you're following at Sports Overnight America on Instagram and visit our website sportsovernightamerica.com. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The Weekend Edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. We've arrived at Championship Week, plus 2, for the NCAA Winter Major Team Sports. In a span of 9 days, the women's and men's basketball titles are up for grabs, and the men's hockey Frozen Four Championship will be decided next weekend. Let's focus on hoops for this weekend, specifically the men's Final Four. The complaints are already rolling in. Those who love Cinderella say the men's college basketball tournament is broken. But for only the second time in tournament history, all four number one seeds represent the Final Four. The other year it happened was 2008. What's going on? Well, those three ugly letters, NIL, are being shouted from one corner, while from the other corner comes complaints of a transfer portal far more crowded than a BART train heading in and out of San Francisco. Many think that 2 years ago was the norm, when number four UConn was the highest seed left standing in a Final Four that included number five Miami, number five San Diego State, and number nine Florida Atlantic. But in most cases, it's a one, two, or three seed playing the final weekend with an occasional Cinderella seed trying to crash the party. These remaining three games on paper are screaming nail-biters. Unlike almost any other Final Four, you have not only the four number one seeds, you have four of the most evenly matched number one seeds. According to the Bible of College Basketball Ratings and Statistics, KenPom.com, all four teams in the tournament are top 10 in the nation offensively and defensively, which is amazing when you consider that these teams are fighting for those accolades with 360 other squads. And with all that said, Las Vegas still has Duke as the prohibitive favorite, with Florida, Houston, who is Duke's semifinal opponent, and Auburn in that order as sizable underdogs to win it all and to replace the Connecticut Huskies, who are the defending national champions. Enjoy the games. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and so much to talk about in the sports world. In case you've been living under a rock and you have no clue what happened on Saturday, we're going to inform you, people. Houston taking down Duke. And Florida advancing as well. Unbelievable stuff. Great stuff from Houston. Great energy, great effort, great heart, great determination. And you just got to give credit where credit is due. So congrats to both the teams navigating their way through this tournament that we all love so damn much. It's fantastic. So great game Monday night potentially between Florida and Houston. A lot to talk about in the NBA, the association. We got the draft coming up relatively soon as well, my friend Mike Wilson. So a lot to talk about this hour for sure. Excited to break down the Houston-Florida game with you, and obviously excited to talk about some NBA hoops as well, my friend. So can't wait to discuss it with you this hour, all right?
Oh, yeah, let's get to it, man. Well, I mean, you and I are always down for you know, basketball talk and NBA talk. And I was even thinking last night a little bit about our experience last year at the Final Four and just how big of an experience it was and just how fun it was for you and I to do something like that.
Yeah, all that backstage access and getting behind the scenes, interviews, this, that, and the other, getting on national television. Absolutely, brother. It was fantastic. All right, we got to take a break. We'll get into it on the other side. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Hey,
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
When you switch to Progressive and bundle your home and auto, you could save hundreds, and that's a surprising amount of money.
Whoa, that's like farmer's market money.
That's like give me a gallon of that locally sourced raw honey money.
That's certified organic heirloom tomatoes in every imaginable color except red money.
That's let's get 2 pounds of pink oyster mushrooms money. I'm not even sure I like pink oyster mushrooms.
Guess it's time to find out, because you could save hundreds when you switch to Progressive and bundle. Then the world is your pink oyster mushroom. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Lowe's knows how to freshen up your yard, and it all starts with mulch. That's why we're introducing Mulch Week during Spring Fest with Can't Miss Savings. Right now, get 5 bags of Stay Green Premium Color 2-cubic-foot mulch for only $10. Plus, members earn 5 times the points on select mulch purchases all week long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 4/9. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson is here. Andy Dorf is here. You could be here as well. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it would be Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, dude. I want to break down this Florida-Houston game with you in this segment, and then I kind of want to dedicate the rest of the time to the NBA and maybe some other stuff if we get time for it. Florida, number one seed. Houston, a number one seed. Obviously, pretty cool. Different ways that both of these teams got to the final game, in which Florida is a 1.5-point favorite. The total I'm looking at right now is at 140.5. And here's what's interesting about that, okay? Let's just say, for instance, that it would have been Florida and Duke. I think the total right on that game would have been like something like 165.
Yeah.
I don't know, okay? I'm just taking a wild guess at it, okay? Just literally, I'm taking a wild guess. But you obviously can understand where I'm going here. This is going to be a defensive game. And I think that ultimately this game is going to come down to whether or not one team does get a little run. You know, I've always, and you said this earlier, like you said that there was one thing that you were a little concerned about with Houston, and it's the same thing I'm concerned about with Houston, is that they go on long droughts without scoring. And I don't know, I'm not so sure if they can afford to do that against Florida. However, I think that there's no quit in Houston, man. Like they just fight, they claw, they keep scrapping. And this is the final game, right? Like this is it. It's not that they can't score, because like they did score. You know, they got to 70 points. They held Duke to 67 points, man. Like that's impressive. And they scored 70. I think the magic number in this game, in my head, it's 75. Whoever can get to 75 is probably going to win this thing. But I really think that defense is going to be – it's going to be at a premium, and we're going to see a lot of tough, hard play. And that's the other thing. I wonder if you've noticed this. I feel like the officials have really put the whistles away pretty much throughout this whole tournament. You know, I kept saying yesterday, and I'm watching those games. I kept saying to myself, you know, the refs are not doing Florida any. They're not giving them any calls. Whereas, you know, I felt like they potentially were, you know, making calls for Auburn to a certain degree. And Florida overcame like everything and anything that got thrown at them. Like, so again, to me, that's what makes Florida so damn good and so damn hard to beat, Mike, is that they just seem like nothing seems to bother them. And I don't notice much of a difference in their intensity level when they're winning a game by 20 or they're losing a game by 8 or 9 points. Like, they are so laser focused, bro. And this Clayton kid is just absolutely magnificent. I mean, some of the shots he comes up with are absolutely mind-boggling. And there were times that I thought that he was taking the ball to the rack and he was converting the play, but he was getting hit and they still didn't call fouls. So I'll be super duper curious to see how the officials are calling the final game. You know, it's gonna be a super duper defensive game, and it's gonna be, to me, who gets that 10-2 run, who gets that 12-2 run that separates themselves from the other squad. I think we got a good game ahead of us, dude. I really do.
No, I absolutely believe that we have a great game ahead of us. And I'm sure Kelvin Sampson and his staff and the players are taking a look at that first half of that Auburn game yesterday and just seeing what Auburn did defensively to kind of slow down Florida, because you have to assume that Florida's going to get off a run. Like, you know it's kind of coming, and you just have to do your best to mitigate what kind of run we're talking about. You were talking a 10-2 run, a 12-4 run, kind of like that. They'll take those over the 25-3 runs, obviously. So they're going to be, Samson's going to be looking to see how they can mitigate any kind of huge, huge run by Florida. But I know that Houston, in terms of offense, you know, we've already talked about it. They go in droughts. You know, they go minutes without scoring. And it was evident yesterday. There were multiple times during that game I'm like, wow, they've been stuck on this number, you know, their score for a little bit now. They got to get a bucket. I don't care if it's free throws. I'm like, I don't care if it's a simple lay-in. And then, it, you know, then in the second half, you see Houston and their shooting guard. He hit a few threes, hit three or four threes, and it got him right back in the game. I don't think they can wait around to kind of hope that someone gets hot from three or gets hot from the outside. They got to be able to score consistently to mitigate what Florida's going to try and do. And Florida's, you and I both know, they're going to try and get up and down the floor. It's going to be like the Showtime Lakers of the 80s. Like, that's what they want to do type of thing. So I think Monday night's going to be the contrast of two different kinds of style. And God help us, I mean, the best team will win, but it's going to be fun to watch for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely a question of who can impose their will on each other.
Right.
But here's – let me ask you this. I personally think Florida is built to play just about any style they have to play.
Right.
I agree with you. They do want to get up and down. But I also watch them play enough that, you know – The way that they go about it is a little different. Like the first half, they're not really looking to run and gun as much. And then they really pick it up in the second half, and they've got a lot of depth. You know, I noticed when you look at Kelvin Sampson's rotation, he's playing eight guys. I think that's something to look at a little bit. Whereas, you know, I look at Florida and you know, they did the same thing. They played eight guys, but here's the difference. You know, they got big minutes from a couple of guys that come off the bench for them. You know, one guy played 25, another guy played 15. So, you know, those guys they're not just spelling guys. They're guys that are rotational guys, and they play. I just feel like Florida is just so well equipped, man. They can beat you in so many different ways. Like that's what makes them an absolute juggernaut, bro. I hear the music. We'll take that pause for the cause. On the other side, you and I will discuss this women's final game, UConn, South Carolina. Gonna be fun. So we'll keep that on our mind too. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, brother, UConn, South Carolina, women's final game. UConn did themselves a pretty good solid in their last ball game, my friend, where they literally dismantled UCLA, the overall number one seed. UConn is a two seed, by the way. South Carolina is the number one seed. They took out Texas in their last game, very convincing as well. But ultimately, man, UConn has looked extremely strong, and they're playing great basketball. South Carolina has an opportunity to go back-to-back, right? So, you know, you're talking about tradition. You're talking about, two really unbelievable programs when it comes to women's college hoops. Who does this mean more to, Mike Wilson?
Wow, that's a good question. I would think that I hate to kind of sit on the fence here, but I would think it would be kind of equal. I mean, you look at what UConn's doing and what UConn has done over the years, what Gino has done up there in stores, you know, and what he's done for the women's basketball in general. They're going for their 12th national championship. 12. That's insane. I don't care if it's the men's game, the women's game. I don't care if it's you're playing tiddlywinks or flipping checkers. Like, that, going for your 12th national championship in one sport is crazy. Now, you turn the page, you flip the page over, you look at South Carolina and what Dawn Staley has done. The Gamecocks, They're going for their third national championship in 4 years. Okay, like she's built a UConn type program in the SEC. And when you think about women's college basketball, you think of these two programs. These are the two preeminent college basketball programs for women's college hoops in the country. There, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And we got star power on both sides, with both coaches, the lineups, you know, the Paige Beckers, you know, for UConn, she's going to be probably the number one pick in the WNBA draft. I mean, there's a bunch of storylines in this game. There's a bunch of star power, in this game, that can bring in the casual fan. And I think it'll be interesting to see how each one of these teams kind of counteracts what the other is trying to do with it. You were just saying about the men's game. who's going to impose their will, right? Who's going to kind of put their foot down and be like, no, this ain't your trophy. This is coming here. This is our trophy. That kind of thinking, and it's just amazing in the last few years where the women's game has gone and how much people pay attention to it now, for sure. And you know, it's just going to be a fun game. It's going to be what on in a couple of hours. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to spend some time watching this game, because of everything I just said.
Look, brother, I'm looking at the spread of this game. It's 7.5, and it's UConn that's favored over the reigning national champion. You know, I asked you a question about who you thought this game meant more to. Well, I'll tell you what, if that's not adding insult to injury to South Carolina and showing them a lack of respect by them being underdogs as the national champion, the reigning national champion, and they're actually a one seed, right? And UConn is a two seed. Maybe they shouldn't have been a two seed, but on paper they're a two seed, right? And you're South Carolina, the reigning national champion, and you're underdogs by 7.5 points. That's motivation, my friend. That to me is huge motivation for the Gamecocks to go out there and show people like, look, you know, we're being disrespected here. So I agree with the whole, you're basically everything you said about these two programs and how dynamic they are and how awesome they are and how everybody should want to model themselves and be just like these two great universities as far as their women's basketball goes. But I'm telling you right now, my friend, South Carolina being underdogs by 7.5 points, I think that is motivation beyond motivation, my friend.
Right. No, and I was about to mention that, but here's the other thing that's motivating for South Carolina. UConn went down to South Carolina in the preseason, they're out of conference, and beat the holy hell out of South Carolina on their home court. Like, they beat South Carolina by like 25 points or 30 points. I mean, they just went belt to you know what on South Carolina early in the season. So, you know, what you said in terms of motivation should be motivating South Carolina. I'm sure the sting of that just butt whooping earlier in the year is also providing motivation for the Gamecocks when they lace them up and play it here in a few hours.
Yeah, and you know, on the other hand, obviously, you know, that does give UConn a lot of confidence going into this game. Sure. But again, at the same time, you know, like you said, this is non-conference stuff. It's early in the season. A lot of things can change throughout a season, as we all know. So I think we got ourselves one hell of a championship game for the women's final, UConn and South Carolina, and you know, the legacy of Bueker, like you were talking about, dude. She's a fun watch. You know, like we just got done watching Caitlin Clark, right? And everything that she did for women's college basketball, and then obviously moving on to the WNBA and maybe some other things for her in the future. But ultimately, man, you know, we're going to see some of the best on the floor today. And like, to your point, it is kind of appointment television, man, because these girls got skills too. Like they do. Again, the biggest thing that obviously is different between the men's and the women's game is the men play above the rim, the women play below the rim. But with that being said, I to a certain degree, and this may sound crazy, But I think you'll understand my point, because they actually have to do things better because of the differences. Yeah, the differences. They have to do things better. It's almost fair to say that, like, women shoot the ball maybe at a higher percentage than men do. And I don't think that that's too far-fetched. And I don't know what the reason is, but all I'm saying is like, you really, really got to watch some of these gals go out and hoop, because they're really, really good. They're special. And you know what? They are also going to the next level. And again, it's a different game, but their skill set, I think their skill sets are relatively impressive.
Oh, absolutely. The skill sets are, like you said, I'll buy into that argument that they have to do things, that the women have to do things at a little bit better clip and be a little bit more efficient. Here's the other part that, you know, you're talking about Paige Beckers. Paige, to me, before she's overcome some serious knee injuries. Like, she blew out her knee at least once, if not twice. She's come back from that kind of injury, her ACL, and has just taken it to the next level in terms of what she can do. And when you have one of the best up-and-comer players in Juju Watkins at USC suffer the same injury, there's some hope for Juju as she looks at what Paige is doing now to help her, motivate her to get back and to be at the high level that Juju Watkins, she was voted the player of the year. You know, we got some players coming through the women's game, but getting back to Paige, I thought she was the best overall women's player that I had seen play ever before her injuries. And now I look at what she's doing, and it just impresses me to no end in terms of what Paige has done with her body and just how she approaches the game and just how she kind of just approaches life in terms of just what she wants to do, and that's to play basketball at a high level.
UConn, South Carolina, straight up noon coming up to you today for that final game, people. Check it out. Why not? I mean, again, it's great action. It's fun. So we got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll get into the NBA on the other side. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That would mean Mike Wilson. That would mean Andy Dorf. That would also mean you can be part of what we're doing, people, at 1-800-878-7529. You can also get at us on that X thing, which is, for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, dude, let's get into some NBA hoops. As we know, it's right around the frickin' corner, bro. 76 games.
Next week.
So, yeah, 76 games or so into the regular season, meaning we're down to like six or less games, depending on who you are and how many games you've played. Cavaliers are definitely going to be the number one seed. Boston's definitely going to be the number two seed. Only a couple games, maybe it's three games separating New York and Indiana, but I'm going to go out on a limb. New York's going to be the three seed. Indiana's going to be the four seed. It's a question of who's going to be the five or the six, whether it's Milwaukee or Detroit. Milwaukee is hanging on to that five spot right now by percentage points, basically. And they must have the tiebreaker over Detroit as well. So that's good news. However, my question to you is this. If you're Milwaukee, if you're Detroit, Where do you want to finish, right? Like, do you want to play Indiana first, or do you want to play New York first, or does it not matter who you play? Give me your argument for both of them. Let's start with Detroit. If you're Detroit, who do you think they match up with better? Do you think they care? I guess that's really the question. Does anybody care who they
are? I don't know if the players really care who they play all that much. You know, speaking from – I'm just going to kind of speak from a Celtic point of view just because that's the team. You know, that's my team. Like, I don't know if I'd want to play Indiana, you know, if I was either one of those teams. Indiana likes to push tempo. They're kind of like the Gators. They like to get up and down the floor and push tempo and all of that. And I don't know, just, and you would be able to speak to this a lot better than I would with Milwaukee. I'm not sure if I'm Milwaukee, I want to play a team like that, because I'm not sure if I can keep up with that tempo. Detroit seems like a bit more of a half court type team. So getting up and down with a team like Indiana may not be something that I want, but personally, in the end, I don't think they really care who they play, because I think either one of those teams can win a first round series. Detroit is young. very young. They play a little. They play a little like the bad boys of old. You know, they're Detroit. They like to get physical. They get, you know, they got what, Isaiah Stewart, who likes to do his best Bill Lane Beer, Rick Mahorn kind of stuff from time to time in terms of being physical. But I don't think it really matters for either one of those teams that if they want to play Indiana or New York. I think, and you can I don't know if you'll disagree with me on this, but Milwaukee has guys that have kind of been there before. They've been in the playoffs. They know how to kind of navigate and get ready for games and all that. Detroit doesn't, and there's something to be said for that. Like I said, at the end of the day, I don't think for either one of these two teams, the Bucks or the Pistons, I don't think they really, really deeply care if they play the Knicks first or they play, I'm forgetting the other, Indiana. They play Indiana first. Like, what do you think? You know, you're the on staff Buck guy, Milwaukee guy. Who would you want to see Milwaukee play in the first round, and or does it really matter at the end of the day for you?
You know what? I think they're both really tough matchups for Milwaukee. I think it could be a pretty short postseason for the Milwaukee Bucks. Just being totally honest with you, my friend. I look at the Pacers, and like you said, they really like to push and get the ball up and down, and I think that that's a little concerning for a Milwaukee Bucks team that obviously plays little to no defense on most nights. That's a bit concerning, you know. Like they score 114, but they give up almost 113, right? Like they got a little bit over a 2-point margin. You know, when you look at things like who has the most margin for error, right? You know, it's obviously Cleveland and it's Boston. They have the most margin for error. You know, the thing about New York, the thing about Indiana is like you got to figure they're going to have some off nights too, right? But are they going to have more on nights than off nights? And then there's matchup issues for Milwaukee. I know that Brunson will be coming back. But I also know that Brunson is an extremely difficult guard for the Bucks. Like they got nobody that can contain this guy. They've thrown Giannis at him. They've thrown Kevin Porter Jr., who, by the way, yesterday was absolutely fan-frickin-tastic. Played an amazing game for the Bucks in Miami. They throw Dame at him, which, you know, that's neither here nor there. We don't know if Dame's coming back, but I have a weird feeling that he might. Bobby P is coming back. That'll help. But again, I just it really comes down to matchups, dude. It just really does. And I feel like those are two teams that the Bucks have a lot of trouble matching up with against. I almost feel like they match up better against like a Cleveland or a Boston, just being totally honest with you about this. I really don't expect Milwaukee to go all that far. You know, if they do get out of the first round, I would absolutely be shocked to a certain degree. I'd be happy, obviously, to a certain degree, but I think they've got real tough matchups in front of them, and I don't know if this will be their year. I just don't know. I don't think it will be, to be honest with you. You know, you look at their record, man. That they're 43 and 34. You know what I'm saying? Like, to a certain degree, you are who you are. They've got matchup issues. You know. We can talk about Giannis and all the great things that he does and how amazing he is, but at times, you know, you're still scratching your head and wondering why the hell he did what he just did. So there's a lot of moving parts here, but I truly believe that Milwaukee has their work cut out for them. And I believe that we're on a crash course for Cleveland to play Boston in that Eastern Conference final. And everything else that happens between that, I mean, it could be fun. It could be exciting, you know, this and that and the other. But I truly believe that the two best teams are Cleveland and Boston, and then there's definitely some separation.
Right.
With that being said, let's shift gears. Let's talk Western Conference, where Oklahoma City is obviously dominant, but the Houston Rockets played a fantastic game against them just the other day, where they really kept the Thunder in check, right? And they gave themselves a big boost. I think that they're fine. That they're going to hang on to the two spots. So it's like it's the young guns up at the top in the Western Conference. And then you have the Lakers and you have Denver. Then you have Golden State and Minnesota. Listen, bro, I look at this and I say Minnesota playing the Lakers in the first round right now. Holy great frickin' series that's going to be. And then you have Denver playing Golden State right now in that matchup. And Golden State just beat Denver the other day, like relatively handily, right? After Denver got out of the gates pretty good in that game, and then boom, the Warriors wind up, you know, spanking them. I like the way the Warriors are, and I almost can't believe I'm saying this, bud, but I like the way that the Warriors have figured their you-know-what out, and they are definitely going to be a problem in the Western Conference, dude. This is not going to be easy for Denver. This is not going to be easy for LA. This ain't going to be easy for Golden State. This ain't going to be easy for Minnesota. Because, like, it's whatever that combination is, you know, unless the Clippers can sneak back into the top six, some combination right there that's going to be your first round matchup in the West, dude. That's amazing, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Western Conference is where the appointment television is going to be at during the playoffs. Like it just is. I mean, that's just facts there with the amount of quality basketball teams that the Western Conference has. And when you take a look at, you know, positions, and this is in the Western Conference, positions 3 through 7 or 3 through 8, they're only all those teams are separated by a game and a half. There can be some, you know, rearranging of these teams in terms of where they finish up, and it could lead to some pretty good matchups either way. But what Golden State has done since they got Jimmy Buckets and what he's kind of brought to the team is just another option, you know, for, you know, Steve Kerr to have. Has been great. It's worked out beautifully for both Jimmy and the team. So I wouldn't want any part of Golden State right now. If I'm any one of those teams, I'd be trying to avoid playing the Warriors.
Steph has absolutely been rejuvenated, man. Like, this trade has absolutely rejuvenated him. He's playing fantastic basketball at the right time. The Warriors are gelling at the right time. They're going to be a player in the Western Conference. And here's my concern for, like, a team like Houston. I wonder who their go-to guy is going to be in closing moments of games. I just don't know if they have that one guy that can really take over a game. It's been very impressive what Ume Udoka has done with this team throughout the whole season, and it's amazing. But I am concerned a little bit about them having that closer guy. We know who it is for OKC. It's Shea. We know who it is for LA. It's LeBron and or Luka. We know who it is for Denver. We know who it is for Golden. You get what I'm saying. We know who it is for there's so many defined roles there. I think that it'll be interesting to see how Houston deals with things as things get tough for them. So and then the play-in, man, the Clippers, the Grizzlies, the Dallas Mavericks, the Sacramento Kings, and the Suns are not going to be in this thing. They're on the outside looking in. The team that I worry about there would be the Clippers. Are you on the same page? We've only got a few seconds here.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely the same page with the clips, yeah.
All right, man, let's take another pause for the cause. We'll come back and do what we do. Y'all people know what it is. It's called parting shot time, so keep it close. He'd be Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorr if you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Everybody, welcome back in for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. Yes, it's me, Andy Dorf. And before we do our parting shots, you can always get at us a couple few different ways. On the X thing, for Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, brother, parting shot time. You are up.
All right, my parting shot goes out to, since we've been talking about basketball a lot today, I'm just going to keep it in with basketball. Carmelo Anthony, Dwight Howard, Sue Bird, Maya Moore, Sylvia Fowles, Billy Donovan, Miami Heat general manager, like longtime NBA referee Danny Crawford, all going into the Hall of Fame. These are fabulous people that have contributed to the game of basketball. They deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. Raise a glass.
Good work, brother. I'm going to kind of piggy-tail you, but I'm going to go a little different direction. First and foremost, man, let's give some kudos to those women who are playing in the final game today as well. UConn, South Carolina, two of the richest, most proud traditional universities when it comes to women's college basketball. They're going to do battle, man, and I hope we have ourselves an unbelievable basketball game. And now let's shift gears and let's talk about Monday night for the men. Houston, man, doing things the right way. You got the Dorf man sitting here smiling ear to ear. And then Florida on the other side, calm, cool, collected. Y'all just know how to win. Y'all play great basketball. I'm excited for Monday night, man. It's going to be a great game. I hope we have an unbelievable game to watch on Monday night. For Mike Wilson, for John Poulter, for Robert, I would be the DORF man saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Have a great week. Take care, everybody.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.